Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mum, we have a pretty impressive rapper today.
Have we?
Yes.
What's her name?
Her name rhymes with Teflon, which I want to understand if she is a big foodie and she likes that brand. She's called Steflon Don.
Just tell me, do you think her first name's Stephanie?
And then she's, I know her name is Stephanie.
That's quite clever then, Steflon. But why did she call herself Don, which is...
Because she's the Don.
Yeah, but that's kind of masculine.
Because, Mum... You don't mess with Steflon Don.
I've seen the picture of her.
She is beautiful.
She is gorgeous.
And she raps really good.
See, I know nothing about
everyone,
rapping.
Okay,
do you think she might do a little rap for us?
I mean, maybe. I'm really excited about her. I think she's really impressive. I think Hurt Me was such a good song. And her
Hello, darling.
There she is. Are you excited about Steflon Don, Bunny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is from she was born in Birmingham.
Oh, they're all brummies, the rappers.
I know.
Honestly.
At the moment. She's born in Birmingham, lived in Holland.
Any bodyguards?
I don't know if she's got bodyguards yet. Don't know. We'll find this all out.
And there was the eight outside she bloody missed.
She's a rapper. She's a mother. She's a record label.
She's a mother.
Yep, she's a record label exec.
Yep.
She's rapped with Drake and Jeremiah and Rich. And she...
When you say she raps with...
She
what
raps.
Do you mean? They have one verse each?
I mean, it depends.
Like in the carol concert.
She could do a little 16, but like in the carol concert.
You know, where you give a verse to each person.
What, like in a school play?
Yeah.
Like everyone gets evens?
Yeah.
I don't know.
When
I'll
you
have
say
to ask
she
her.
Raps with Drake, how do you rap with someone exactly?
You take it in turns, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so it is a bit like the carol concert.
Yeah, exactly. Let's give that analogy to her and see
okay,
what she thinks.
Okay, we'll see.
She set up her own label and then got signed. So she kind of signed herself and it was a 7-figure deal, which is kind of unheard of now in the industry. Definitely was unheard of when I was getting signed. So I'm just really impressed by her. She's an entrepreneur. She is killing it and a MOBO winner. And
what, because I've never seen her, what's her kind of attire? Is it like Nicki Minaj and Cardi B?
It's like really impressive hair. She's absolutely beautiful and so body confident. And I think that's really inspiring. So we got a bit of a list of what she does eat and what she doesn't eat. And very interestingly, she likes to bite ice a lot, which doesn't really work for a podcast, but we'll see how that goes. I've got a bit of ice in the freezer. Said that she loved jerk and fish. So I've done something that I've never done before because that's how I like to do it, just to make it difficult. I've kind of concocted like jerk fish tacos and I've done it with a kind of avocado lime cream,
wow.
Which actually is just like a really smooth guacamole. I've done it with a pineapple salsa.
Wow.
I may just try and get a green herb salsa going too if I've got time. Probably don't have time. Mm-hmm. And I've done it with coconut rice with a bit of lime zest. And then I've done it with, just for the crunch, I've just done a really basic kind of vinegary red cabbage and lots of different coloured carrots.
Day,
I actually haven't. It's been really, really easy.
Okay.
It may taste like shit though. But shout out to Missy Flynn who did an emergency taco drop because... Nowhere in Hackney has tacos to sell you. Like the ones, the small corn ones that my sister says that you can get in like every corner store in LA. Couldn't find them anywhere. So she kindly sent me a load in an Uber with very, very hot chilies. And just want to actually give a shout out to Missy and Gabriel, who are responsible for Rita's, which was an amazing restaurant on Mayor Street that did the best mac and cheese with green chili. And they are relaunching in Bethnal Green in October. So please go and eat their food, because they are, Missy does some of the best tequila cocktails in London, and Gabriel is an amazing, amazing chef. And they just do really exciting, fun food. So thank you so much, Missy, for delivering tacos to me when the bloody corner restaurant that is a Mexican wouldn't give them to me, and I was going to buy
your tacos.
Wouldn't give me my tacos.
How tacky.
Steph London in Dalston, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
It's been a bit of a busy week for you because you've got Secure, the mixtape out. Can you just explain to me, why isn't that just an album? Is there because you've got even better songs to go on an album?
Yeah, exactly. I've got
but
more
like,
stuff.
That mixtape has got like 12 or something songs.
Yeah, it's got like 15 songs.
Yeah, but like, that's, in my opinion, that's two albums. Like, I'd be like, yep, I've just fulfilled my album deal, and that's two albums for you.
Yeah.
How does it work? Like,
I feel like a mixtape is a little bit more fun and not as serious
less
an album.
Less pressure.
Yeah, I feel like it's less pressure, and it's kind of still more getting, it's almost like still getting yourself out there, still making people aware of who you are, and still like breaking ground levels, I feel. And I feel like with the album, it's almost like when you, to me, I wouldn't want to do an album unless I'm a certain height of my career, a little bit more, where I feel like more people gravitate towards it.
Are you kidding me? Mum, she's got like 700 something thousand followers. Like, I mean, I think people do know you and love you.
No, people do know me, but
you, like, I did a little bit of like research on you, but like, you were brought up in, no, you were born in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Well, we have missed on the podcast before, and Mum now thinks every rapper's coming from Birmingham.
Oh, you had missed on the
yeah, that was lovely. Mum really fancied him. It was perfect.
So beautiful.
He's
such
very
a
charming.
Looking boy.
Yeah, he's cute.
He is cute.
He's really sweet as well. Very polite and lovely.
Yeah. He's
Are
a
you
nice
single?
Boy. Yeah.
He never. Oh no, he's got a lady, hasn't he?
I don't know if that one's
he's all right. He's not my type though.
He's handsome though.
Yeah, he's handsome.
He's got a beautiful face. But which part of Birmingham are you from?
My mum came
from Birmingham.
Oh, I was born in Handsworth.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's where we used to go to the disco at Aston University at Handsworth.
You?
Yeah. But my mum came from Smallbrook.
You went to Holland.
Yeah, so I left Birmingham when I was about 4.
Do you speak Dutch?
Yeah, I'm fluent in Dutch.
Have you ever decided to rap in Dutch?
Yeah, I put that in some of my lyrics. But like,
does it sound as good as
people don't really
I don't know.
Notice. No, not as good, but yeah, it's all right. Like, Dutch artists, their music sounds really
they've
good.
Got really big rap scene as well, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you like it?
Well, I was 4.
Okay, but yeah, how long were you there for?
I was there for 10 years. But did I like it? Yeah.
But you were like a teenager
I think it's... I think it's a good experience for kids, especially learning.
Yeah.
The schools there are really good. They're very good. Way better than here, the schools that I went to here.
Were kids like smoking at like teenage years there? Because
no.
It was just so like,
even though it was
laid
legal.
Back. No.
Really.
And then you came back and you were in Clapton.
Yeah.
Like, so kind of you're in East London.
Well,
girl.
I came back to Stoke Newton first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I stayed
Did you go to Stokey
friend.
School?
No, I went to school in Wood Green.
Okay.
So we moved to my mum's friend's house for a little bit. And her kids were going to school in Green, so we ended up going there.
Right.
And then afterwards, but I was always around the East area. So my mum was always looking for houses. Like, we was always in and out of, it would have been maybe like a bed and breakfast sometimes or whatever.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, it was like that. And then, we resigned in Clapton 4 houses later.
Is your mum still there?
Oh, no, I live with my mum. Well, she lives with me.
Oh, she lives with you?
Yeah, everyone lives with me.
See,
so my brothers and sisters.
And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
In the house, there's, I think, 4 of them.
So, what it, you know, I don't know how much you know about this podcast because...
No, not much.
Okay, that's fine. I'll let you know. It's basically...
I like to turn up sometimes and just...
That's fine. And I wanted... So, we cook you dinner and...
Yeah.
You know, we talk about food because that's all I want to talk about.
And
like, as much as I want to talk about... I want to talk about all your music stuff, but... I really like to talk about food and what everyone likes to eat.
Yeah.
And growing up, I guess you've grown up in like 3 different places. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you must have such a range of kind of food experiences.
Yeah.
But like, what's your kind of family meal? Like, what's that kind of go-to family meal for you?
Well, it used to be chicken and rice, but I'm a pescatarian now.
How long's that been for?
4 or 5 months. I was before that for like a year.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Why did you decide to give up meat?
Because it's really bad for you.
Did you watch a Netflix documentary?
I watched everything. I already knew that it wasn't good, so I knew that I didn't want to eat meat no more. So I literally went and watched everything, and I follow all these Instagram stuff that talks about it, so I could just not eat it anymore. Do you know what I mean? My son, he doesn't eat meat no more either. But he was all right. He was not really a meat eater anyway. Mm-hmm. But he was just like, yeah, I want to get old with you, Mom. I was like, yeah, well, meat is a bit bad for you, so maybe I should stop eating meat. He's like, yeah, okay, you stop eating meat, I'll stop eating meat.
Bless him.
So we could get old together.
That's so romantic. Yeah, how old is
he? He just turned 9.
Oh, he sounds sweet.
Yeah, he's so sweet. So yeah, he doesn't eat meat and he's so happy. He goes around telling everyone, I'm a pescatarian. You need to be a pescatarian too.
Oh, he's trying to like change the world.
And like when my friends come to my house and they're eating meat, because obviously everyone else still eats meat. Yeah. My mom so little here and there. And then my son will be like to them, you have to be a pescatarian. And my friend's like, I don't live in this house. I don't have to do anything.
That's so sweet. Okay. Well, like, what was your favourite family dish then? It was chicken and...
Yeah, obviously chicken, rice and peas.
Do you miss it?
I'm a cheat, though, because if my mum cooks chicken, I'll eat the gravy.
Oh, I don't think that's cheating. Yeah, I think that's okay.
I'll have the gravy, so I'll have the flavours of
what's so good about the gravy? Did you put something in it?
The gravy's great.
Oh, yeah. If you do because you're Jamaican people, when they cook gravy, yeah. Mm. It just tastes
like
chicken.
Do you eat ackee and saltfish,
though? Yeah.
We like that. Yeah. Do you remember when we went to Jamaica?
We had a lot of
We had ackee. It's a bit like scrambled egg.
It's really easy to make, actually.
Oh, is it?
How is it?
Yeah, I can teach you how to make it. Well, here, they have it in the tin, so you live in those...
Yeah, so I can sort it.
You just go right there. Pretty expensive. I think a tin is like now £5. You just get a tin, put it in water, unwrap the labeling off of it, just put it in a bowl of not in a pot with water, and let the water go a little bit over the tin. Let them just heat it up, let it sit in there for about let it sit in the tin because it cooks in the tin. You cook it in the tin, so you let it boil for maybe I think half an hour or something. Then you have another pot with a little bit of oil.
Yeah.
And then you do your veg. So you do like onions, tomatoes, you chop them up, and some greens.
Do you just use spinach, or like will you use other greens? Like,
oh no, I don't think we put spinach.
Like, what
in
do
there.
You do then? What, like greens? Like
green beans. Peppers. What else can you put in there? What other green? What's that thing called? In Jamaica we say scallion, so I don't know.
Oh, okay, spring onions.
Spring onions. Yeah, that's what it is. See, Jamaica people call it something else, and I never knew what it was. But yeah, then you chop that up, put that in there, and then you mix it up, throw a little
garlic?
Bit. Yeah, put garlic in there.
And any seasoning?
Yeah, some seasoning. So you could put black pepper. You could put some all-purpose seasoning, which you could also get.
Mate, I hope you don't mind this.
Yeah.
Like, basically, for the meal that we've done tonight, like, I heard you like jerk. Obviously, I don't know how to cook jerk, but I know how to buy the jerk seasoning.
Yeah.
And, I kind of added a little bit more, like, ginger and onion and thyme. But I have, like, done a bit of a cheat. You're having jerk seasoning fish, but with a little extra.
Okay.
And we're doing tacos. So it's like jerk fish tacos with bits and bobs and some
coconut rice. This is the first time you cook jerk fish?
Well, and I don't think I've even done it properly. Like, I mean, it's just, it's
I cold. Promise you it tastes great.
It tastes fine.
How do you do saltfish? That's more difficult.
Oh, saltfish. So...
You have to soak it.
Yeah, you got to soak it in water. So some people leave it in water for, I don't know how long, maybe like a couple hours. You could also just do it the same day. So if you don't want to do that overnight thing, I think sometimes people do leave it in overnight. You just put the salt water in a pan of water and you cook it. So you turn it on... I think on low heat or medium heat, and then you leave it in there for about an hour or two.
And then you mix it all up.
No, I used to when I wasn't this busy.
Mate, I know. Yeah. And now it's a lot of takeaways, right?
Yeah. But I used to always cook. My mum cooks a lot.
So do you like Callaloo?
I love Callaloo.
Me too.
I love Callaloo.
You can get it fresh around in Brixton, you can.
Yeah.
So in Holland, did like you have lots of stroopwafel and like.
Oh, stroopwafel, yeah.
I'm really impressed that you can speak like.
In winter they have it's called oliebulla.
What's
so
that?
Nice.
What is it?
So they have these stands outside, fresh oliebulla, which is like it's almost like a dumpling, you know, like a fried dumpling a little bit, but very soft.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then with What's a sugar powder called?
Icing sugar.
Icing sugar, yeah.
Nice.
We just call it sugar powder in Holland. But yeah, ice and sugar over it.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it has raisins in there, but it's so nice. It's so soft.
And it's a wintery thing.
It's a winter thing. So it's only around in the winter.
Like in like the markets or like would it be one of those?
The stores
like,
will be stores. Everywhere.
Okay.
So it'd be a store that would just be in the middle of somewhere where the shopping centres are.
And does that take like, you back to kind of winter?
Yeah. Every time I Holland. Think of winter, I think of that. And then they have another thing called papernota, which is small little biscuits come in like a packet. It's like really small, like yeah. brown. And they're like I think slightly ginger, but then with a hint of something totally different. I can't even explain what it tastes like. But they have that in the winter as well.
Gorgeous. And yeah. so, I mean, we ask everybody, like, what would be your, like, last supper? Or some people, mum doesn't like it being called that. So, like, your desert island meal. Like, if you were going to eat your final meal, it would be your dream meal. Would that be your pudding?
No, well, if I wasn't a pescatarian.
Okay, so, right okay. Now, no, you're either about to die or you're about to be stuck on an island.
I'm about to
so
be stuck
like,
on an island. I would say... I'll go straight into the main, because okay. Jamaican people don't really eat starters. That
okay.
We just eat some main dishes.
Do you have quite just a lot of main dishes?
Yeah, just okay. like... Right, yeah, so. They'll have like...
Go mad.
But okay, this is my favourite. Oxtail rice and peas. Do you know
oxtail? Yeah, of
oxtail.
Course I do. I'm from South London. I guess I do. Thank you very much. Carry on.
Not everyone eats that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oxtail rice and peas. Did a bit of salad on the
meaty.
Side.
Meaty. Mm.
And
oxtail's
some
got
coleslaw.
A great taste.
I love coleslaw.
It's you have so
macaroni?
Strong.
It's yeah.
So strong. It is. Oxtail's it's, got a strong.
It's meaty.
Beef.
It's hefty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so nice.
Okay.
Oh, and dessert.
Yeah.
My favorite dessert is caramelized banana. And vanilla ice cream.
The well, that is not what you're getting tonight. You're getting a pavlova, I'm afraid.
I would have made you.
But I could give you one of my child's mini milks if you really want some ice cream. It's all right. We could eat a little bit if you want.
With dessert, I love the contrast of hot and cold. So ice cream with something.
I wish I'd known this. We could have bloody done
we could,
something.
What's it?
What? A floating island?
No.
What?
The thing that Sam likes for the coffee on the ice cream.
Oh, affogato.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
So it's ice cream and you just put an espresso shot. Do you drink coffee?
Not really.
Okay.
Well, oh, that's good job we didn't.
Forget it.
Good job we didn't do that one then.
Yeah. Forget it. But I'm quite hungry because...
I'm
well,
starving.
I'm always hungry. So actually, I'm just going to put the fish in the oven
yeah.
just to warm it up a bit. Can we just, because you've started chomping, you like eating ice.
Ice, yeah.
What is this? Where did it come from? Mm. Why do you do it? Would you like some more? It's not great for a podcast.
More.
It's not great for a podcast, not going to lie. But
doesn't matter.
Your ice tastes good.
Oh, yeah. Sound effects,
is there a particular ice
yeah,
that tastes
ice
like shit?
Different all the time, yeah. No, really, ice
it's
eaters
like Dalston
know.
Water, I tell you, that hard Dalston water. Why do you eat it? Where did you find out that you loved eating ice?
I started eating ice when I was about 16.
Okay.
My mom used to do it. And then I followed. I just saw her doing it. So then I thought, let me eat some ice as well. And then I just got addicted to it.
That is like, that's a cheap date, babe. That's sorted.
You but what I found out is when you crave ice, it means you're anemic.
Oh, really?
And
are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. Because when I take my iron tablets, I don't really want to eat ice anymore.
God, get us so some spinach, weird. Quick. Yeah. Jesus. What else
no,
can
but I
do?
Love my eyes.
Need
I
some was... red meat.
Yeah. Well, no meat.
No.
She'll have to have iron and green vegetables, darling.
Yeah, of course.
Green vegetables.
So I can get you some more ice if you need
yeah,
some.
Yeah, I want some more.
She that does, darling.
That ice is great.
I think she wants some
You're
now.
The first like ice connoisseur we've had
is
on
it?
The
podcast. The ice queen.
The ice queen.
Darling, go and get her some more ice.
I'm really worried we're
going to
run out.
So what's your name? Stephanie.
Yeah.
That's a gorgeous
so,
name.
Why the name? And do you use a lot of Teflon cooking equipment?
How do you get them from them?
Do they give them to you for free now?
No.
I feel like we should do a call to action. Teflon. You should
yeah,
be giving
Claire.
Teflon
yeah, they're missing a
some
trick,
bloody
yeah.
pans.
Exactly. They should give me some. I like Teflon pans.
Yeah, they're very good.
Yeah, of course.
So why is Teflon done? I feel like such a dick saying it because it's Steph London.
Yeah.
It's like but that. It's very clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But mum wants
London.
To know about the and the Don.
Yeah, because well, that's quite masculine.
Yeah, it is. No, but Steph London is a little bit. But because I was a rapper first.
But mum, you haven't heard her rap. She's
so because
phenomenal.
I'm a rapper first, I feel like if I was a singer, I'd probably name myself Steph London. Sounds more
okay.
like singery. And if you're a rapper, that's like Steph London.
How long did it take to come up with the name?
I actually didn't come up with it, so someone else gave it to me. So at the time, I had my cousin's friend who was around, and he wasn't managing me, but he was just like hooking me up with people.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then he's like, "Yeah, we need to come up with a name for all these rubbish names." I don't know. I had sugar.
Come and give me some of the rubbish ones.
I remember thinking sugarcane, hurricane. Like no, but as soon as I said them to myself, I'm like, hell no.
I kind of don't mind sugarcane. I feel
sugarcane
like...
was all right. That was cute, but
hurricane could work with the X-Men. Sugarcane. Okay, so Steph, like, it's good.
So then he come up with a name, and obviously he's Jamaican as well, so he was like, I got a name for you, so I was so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is it? I was so excited over the phone. So I'm like, finally, I'm going to have a name. He's like, Steph London. And I literally went silent. I was like, what? What does that even mean?
What language is that?
And then he was just like, nah, because listen, your name's Stephanie, you're from London.
It's good. It's just good.
Really
good.
Yeah. And then I was like, no. So I was like, I'll think about it, whatever. I didn't like it at all. So I told my friends, I was like, listen, this guy's trying to call me Steph London, because you believe it? They're all laughing. They're like, no, what kind of name is that? Then they just started calling me it. But also, I didn't really like it as much because I just started rapping. So I was about 18. I just started rapping. I always used to do it for a joke, and I never really took it serious, so I wasn't really that good. So I felt like that name is very, you know, done. It's like very...
So when... Do you feel like the name helped you get better?
Yes. I had to live up to my name.
An alter ego.
I had to live up to my name. I was like, there's no way I could have this name and be pants.
So is it like, are there like times when you're really like Steph London, and then there's times when you're Stephanie?
Yeah.
Like, what are we getting tonight?
Steph London.
Okay.
I want to add the London and done together.
All right. Well, maybe when you've had my meal, maybe we can get to
I've got to ask, because I don't know a lot about rapping, but do you consider yourself like a poet of today? Like, you're more like a poet, so you are talking about current affairs and your life through your rap.
I mean, they would say rap is a bit poetry,
but it is poetry because it rhymes.
Because you're rhyming.
Yeah, it rhymes.
Kendrick won the Pulitzer Prize for poetry.
I know. It's poetry. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, his rap is a bit more.
Is it more poetry? Is yours?
No, his one is a bit.
Hers has got a lot of attitude.
Yeah. So is like, yours you don't about politics that. Or about women?
It's about.
It's definitely about women. It's
definitely about women.
Opening one is called Little Bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it sexual?
Yeah, a bit.
But that's like the Jamaican.
No, but is it sexual? Sorry, sound naive?
Please, Steph, just fucking rap something to her. Like, do one of your like.
You've got to just do one of your raps for me.
Why don't you listen to one?
I need to listen to one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's obviously been quite publicised how much you got signed for. And there was this 7-figure. And I'm really interested because, like, I felt like deals like that weren't happening anymore.
There wasn't until I came along.
No. And then can you, like, what? Yeah, that's Steph London.
She's confident.
No, but, like, I think that's amazing.
Yeah,
and
but
I think
I thought
it's a real kind of almost like, and forgive me, and tell me with you, no. But I feel like it's a very kind of American attitude where you're like, bang, this is what I want.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to get. Whereas, like, all of us guys are, like, apologetic, like, oh, no, please sign me. Yeah, sure, I'll take £5.
Well, Jessie, take note.
No, I know.
Because she's not aggressive.
I'm doing all right, Mum. I bought a house.
She's just
you know
confident.
I mean? No, I know.
She knows what she can do.
I would like to know, because I feel like, I don't know whether you were before the gig still, but like something happened and the urban world like commands, and it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And like, it's inspiring and also slightly depressing for acts like me, where I'm like literally there going, oh, God. Oh shit, look, I'm pregnant. And that's just like ripped that thing. Anyway.
Are you pregnant?
I am pregnant.
So oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I mean, it doesn't really work when you're in music.
So you're about to have two kids now.
Yeah, and like no career. No, I'm joking.
when's your next baby?
Oh no, I'm not having one till I'm maybe 30.
Oh shit, that's so depressing. She sees that as a long way off. I'm not having one till I'm nearly 30.
Well, it is a long way off. She's 26, aren't you?
Yeah, 26.
But I just kind of want to ask, mm-hmm. what, like, how? Because I think that's really inspiring. As mm-hmm. a businesswoman, it's commanding something.
Good
you were a new artist, and there was a buzz, and like, you generated that buzz, obviously. And you struck at the right time. Mm-hmm. And I think that like so many people are so quick to go into deals, aren't they? Because they're just like, cool. And I just kind of want to understand, was it like this masterminding, or was it just kind of also, was it kind of serendipitous? Was it just kind of like the kind of music gods mm-hmm. and were on your side a little bit too? I don't know. I really want to understand
this. No, it was... okay, so I've always said growing up, I want to get signed for £1 million. So I've always said that, actually.
You say what?
I've always said I wanted to get signed for £1 million. So I've always said that. Like when I was maybe 15, I've just always said that I was nobody. I didn't have nothing. I didn't know who I was. But I think I just used to always hear American rappers always say like a million, like, you know, with Lil Wayne with his Emily. I was like, you know what? I should get signed for $1 million. That would be sick. So I always had that in my head that I always wanted to get signed for $1 million. So when the deals came, I was always like, no, I don't want to get signed. I don't want that.
The deals at the beginning were not for $1 million then?
No. I had deals on the table for a year and a bit. So a year
See,
and a bit, people
desperate.
Were bidding.
She thought,
"Yeah,
all right, mum,
hang on."
Jesus,
no, I'm not.
Yeah, but no,
word,
my mum
darling.
Was different. She's like, "We need some money now. We need some money,
oh,
Stephanie."
She's got a lot of people.
The power of saying
well.
No is yeah. amazing,
yeah,
isn't it?
I think that's true.
Yeah. So but I was never eager or hungry for a deal.
No,
I was more.
So how did you keep yourself going and support yourself?
I'm just gonna
just how it always was. I used to do hairdressing.
Right. And cake decorating, which we need to talk about.
Well, I did cake decorating for a little bit. I kind of more did it as a hobby, and then some people would ask, like, can you make me a cake? And then I would obviously charge. But it was started off as a hobby, just watching Food Network channels, and I'd be like, oh, I want to learn this. Because I'm very creative, so if I see something, I'd be like, oh, I want to learn this. A mechanic fixing a car, oh, I want to learn this.
Good for you.
Yeah, because I ask, like, a billion questions, so I always...
Oh, shit. Sorry,
oh,
I don't think it got on your hair or anything, but it's fine.
No, oh my God,
floor,
Jessica.
Sorry. Okay, carry on.
Yeah, so back to the deal. Basically, yeah, I had a couple of deals on the table. I had like previous managers who were more like trial managers, so they wasn't really my manager at the time. They just really wanted to manage me. I wasn't looking for a manager. It was just like, yeah, we like what you're doing. Can we manage you? And it was like, no.
So how did they know about you? Did you do a demo
It would
or
be,
something?
No, I just had stuff on YouTube. So like I had little videos.
Okay, stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, just like, I would always remix people's songs, do a video to it. And
this is smelling good, darling.
I don't know if it's going to be in here, but
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, and they was the one taking me to labels because they already had previous artists who's done well. Like years ago, so they know a lot of people in the labels, so they would always take me there for meetings, and that's when I got introduced to label talk and blah blah blah. And anyway, so
which label are you on now?
So she's got her own label.
Shit, like, what's it called?
She doesn't fuck about, mum.
Yeah, 54 London. It's called 54 London.
Wow.
So yeah, they were taking me to labels. Anyway, I was just on trial period with them. Wasn't really satisfied with what they was doing, so left them. And started to just forget about labels for now, focus on what I'm doing, because I always knew that I wanted to get signed for $1 million, and their first offer was pretty high, though. I think it was at 2 something or 3 something, so it was already high.
Jesus!
So you got signed for $1 million?
Yeah.
And some.
Good for you.
Yeah. But yeah, so then my deal went Universal, so that means that there were so many labels bidding for me for so long, they didn't get why I wasn't signing. They were so confused. They were like, how is this girl still not signing? And they're just literally scared that you're going to go off to someone else.
So it keeps on upping the...
Yeah. Good so for you. They keep upping it and they keep doing more what you want. And like, a lot of things I changed in the contract, they were just like, yeah, okay, cool, fine. All the percentages that I was dropping, they was like, yeah, cool, fine.
And do you feel you can do whatever you like?
Yeah.
No one tries to boss you around or anything?
No, never. My label's pretty... They literally let me do whatever I want.
But, you know, when Jessie talked about you, mm-hmm. I realised you were quite a powerful woman because you got what you want, you got your deal that you wanted, all of this. Yeah. And she said, you can't mess with her. But you're so sweet and very feminine and very lovely. Yeah. So you're not an aggressive person. No. You just know what you want.
Yeah, you don't
and
be aggressive.
You just keep calm and keep going till you get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you have to remember, if a label wants you, they want you because they see so much potential.
Yeah.
So if you know that, then you know that you're worth maybe 10 times more than they're asking for.
It's true.
I did not know. I wish I'd known you, Steph.
She needs
six,
to be
7 years ago.
She could take Mary Portis on, I'm telling you.
No, but what I want to... But actually, help yourself, by the way, but just like it's... And also, if you're not hungry, no worries, but it's like a taco thing.
What is this?
Oh, so that's like a green, like a chip. Oh, salsa thing. Okay, so we've got... fish over there with like jerk seasoning and ginger and onions and garlic.
You need to
garlic.
Bring the fish in here.
I've got coconut. No nuts.
Okay, let's take this jerk fish.
So that's jerk fish, but I mean it's
you
like,
need to
you know,
put it in your taco here.
And then you got your tacos and you got a little bit of like kind of avocado, lime cream, pineapple salsa, cabbage, a bit of like, it's not coleslaw, it's just a bit of crunch. And I don't know if that's any good, it's scotch bonnet or pepper sauce case you like,
I don't like pepper.
Hot stuff.
Me neither.
With getting signed for so much, do you feel like the pressure is more though, because then there's more expectation?
Not really, because the songs that I play to them, which they signed me for, has still not been released yet.
Oh.
So I still got that to come.
So what has been released? I don't understand.
Just other stuff that I was working on and have been working on. But not the songs that they actually signed me for.
So you're quite prolific. Like you...
They signed me for 3 songs that's not out yet.
And they must be big uns. Who are some of your favourite girls out there singing at the moment?
Well, Ray. I think she's dope.
She's wicked.
Yeah, I like Mabel. Well, me and Ray and Mabel got a song, obviously.
Ring Ring.
No, I'm not
on
Ring Ring.
What are you on? Cigarette. That's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think they're killing it.
Mm-hmm. It's all girls, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. It feels exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think you've got a bad table manner?
Me?
Like, is there anything you think, or you don't like in others?
My table manners, I eat like a hooligan.
Do you?
I eat really quick as well.
Oh, so do I. But that, I think like, that's from having quick. A baby.
Is it?
I feel like you were just...
Everything's quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Well, I don't know.
Because like, I never used to be like that.
You kind of, you rush. Yeah. And because you've always got something else to do. I don't think that's a terrible...
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
Imagine if you're on a date, though, and he's meeting you for the first time. And he's like, he's talking
imagine
to
if
you.
It's a bad date, like then you'll be happy. Like...
This girl done ate the whole plate in 2 seconds.
It's a bad date.
She was hungry.
I think that's attractive.
Where would you go on a date?
Where would I go? Oh,
have
anywhere.
You got a favourite restaurant?
I'm not bothered. No, I'm not that fussy about restaurants.
Do you prefer home food?
Yeah. Yeah, I like being home, eating food.
What's your Christmas like? Do you have whole big Jamaican... everything on the table.
We have everything on the table. And obviously, because I live with like a billion people, our houses are always big. So we have like a big dining table usually, and there's a lot of kids. And before when we first moved to England, we didn't really have a house, and the house that we did have wouldn't really be big or wouldn't really be nice enough to be inviting people. So we would always go to my cousins and my aunties. But now... It's all at my house all the time now.
They must be really proud of you.
Yeah.
And you must be really proud of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm proud.
I mean...
It's good.
You moved around a lot. Mm-hmm. And you were saying, you're in B&Bs. And now you're kind of providing for your whole family.
Yeah.
And there's quite a lot of you.
There is a lot. I'm like, you know, growing up, you're like, I'm happy I got all these brothers and sisters. And now I'm like, why, Mom? Do you have so much kids? Jesus Christ.
Do any of them...
Would have been a lot cheaper if there was two of us.
Do any of them want to be in music?
My sister sings.
Have you had her on any of your songs yet?
No, not yet. But we're doing something, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we're doing something. My brother raps as well. People know him. His name is Dutch. He's out there. And then my cousin, he sings raps as well. My other brother raps as well.
He liked the Jackson 5?
Yeah, almost.
Would you do like a family song?
No.
Like Laura Mvula has all her family on.
Laura Mvula, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, my family, we're a bit different. So like everyone's got different personalities and it would just not, no. It would be like, why can't I sing this part? It'd be like, no, but I want to do this. No, but why would I do this?
Do you like singing?
Yeah, I like singing.
Did the singing come before the rapping?
Yeah, I was singing before rap, but I knew that I wanted to be a rapper first, to the audience, at least. Because you can't be a singer trying to rap. It's a bit... But you could rap, sing.
Yeah, right. What does your son think of it all?
Does he just loves think it? It's, does oh, he? He's so annoying. When I go to school or anywhere, like today, football... Look, there's my mum. There's my mum. He'd be like, look, that's one. But now, because he knows I don't like when he always says my name, so he goes, I see him go after him. That's their vlog.
Oh, bless him. Would you like something sweet to eat? Would you like a bit of pavlova?
Yeah, I have some pavlova. Okay. And this food was nice, by the way.
Your oh, please, good, you, had, like, you had like nothing. Though,
yeah, I don't
like,
eat a lot.
Yeah, look at her.
It's okay.
Yeah. You don't no, I don't eat a lot. I'm tick, but I don't eat a lot, innit? I'm always like that.
You're not thick.
I'm tick. I'm tick. It's okay to be thick.
It is.
Yeah. So, yeah. How do you want to cut this?
Just cut
this
it.
This looks
darling.
So good. I can't wait to eat this.
Well, you're very sweet.
So are you more of a sweet tooth person?
I am.
Jessie, I think we need a proper knife though. I'll use that knife.
I've got a sharp knife.
Is that too much for you?
Yeah, but just put it, I'll just eat a little bit of it.
I can give you a smaller bit.
Yeah, I have a smaller bit.
Do you want more strawberries instead of blackberries?
Yeah. I'd like some.
What I do want to know, like last things, when is the album coming?
Next year. I think I'll be ready for an album. Yeah.
I think everyone else would be quite ready too. Yeah.
Crikey, so the mix... she keeps them. She's a tease.
I know, man.
She keeps them waiting.
She knows what she's doing. She's
a clever woman.
I know. Thanks so much for doing this.
I know too.
I know you didn't really know what you were walking into.
No, I didn't know. I know I was coming to your house.
Is it all right?
It's cool.
Yeah, it's nice. It's been an okay couple of hours.
I've always wanted to do Come Dine With Me, so I feel slightly a little part.
Don't give us a score.
I don't
want
to hear. You can give a score when you leave the house. Steph didn't eat that much of my food.
The food was absolutely gorgeous.
It was okay.
No, I thought it was stunning.
They loved your pavlova.
Darling, everyone loves a meringue and cream. It's true. Not difficult, is it?
It's true. Well, what do you think of Steph?
Beautiful. Has more of a potty mouth than you.
Yes.
The rap was all about sucking and female parts. But she's pretty much a feminist, I would say.
Would you?
Yeah.
Even though she's got a song called Little Bitch.
I think that's okay.
Should you I start call calling yourself, you Little Bitch?
No, don't call me. Don't, darling.
Do you think Steph's going to get some ackee and saltfish now?
Probably.
Yeah.
But I have worked out her name now, Steph. London.
No, Mum.
Steph, Lon, Don.
Yeah.
But it's all a play on London, darling.
No, I know that, Mum.
But I don't think you did. You didn't imply that before she came
Mum, because it's really obvious.
Oh, okay.
You know how it's spelt, though. Steffelon.
Yeah.
Space.
Steph, Lon, Don.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, if you've been enjoying the music on the show, it was created by my good friends Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.